So God wants us to follow him. He's going to do, if he builds the house, it's going to be built. The one of the greatest problems is people trying to build, they're trying to do God's part, and you can't. But when you're following God, there's no pressure at all, period. Every time God speaks, you get more peace and more joy. And the joy can become full. That, you know, if it's like a dog bath war, you're obedient, you're putting on the brakes. The dog don't want that bath. And sometimes people don't have the courage to walk into the next glory. It's like giving a dog a bath, a dog bath war. But when you say, wait a minute, last time I obeyed God at work, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do whatever he say. The first time I said I would do all that's in his heart, that was the hardest time to say that. The first time I said everything that's not like Jesus in my life got to go. The most effort I put forth to say that was the first time I said it. One time I got mad at the things of Satan. I said, everything that's not like God got to go. The first time I said it was harder than the second time. And the third time I said it was even easier than the second time. And it became a way of life. So, and I did it with my diet. I don't like diet, and I want to eat what I want. But I said, what if I say that I crave what my body needs the most? Now, that's the easy way. It made more sense that way. Because I have craved things that was doing me wrong. So why can't I speak with my mouth? I crave what I need most. And that's a wiser way to handle your appetite. And then when I buy food, I buy what's going to help me instead of what's going to kill me. Because I've seen so many people, when I watch TV, they can tell what age group is watching movies now. So when I watch TV, my age group, I'm almost 60 years old, so I see a lot of medicine commercials. And a lot of people in their 50s and 60s they have to have medicine. And I don't have to buy all that stuff, because some years ago I said I crave what I need the most. And fried stuff, and I don't have a strong taste for anything fried or greasy or just the wrong, I eat more fruit, and I eat things that my body would desire. It's easier that way. When you speak things by faith, you put a demand on it, and it don't just happen because you say it, but saying it is involved with working it, and life works so much better when you're in agreement with God. When you go forward in Him, it's easy to walk to the next glory in faith. I went over again. But the Lord is with us. The next glory is wonderful. And they that do know the Lord, in the worst of times, they're going to be strong and do exploits. And they're going to love it. They're going to have great joy. I even had a dream years ago that I had great joy and peace when people were devastated. And I woke up wondering, why would I have such joy when people are devastated? And now those storms seem to be coming. And this is a greater stage of my life. I thank God for what he's doing. The only thing I can have that much joy about is people getting saved. And I think that we're here. I believe there's the greatest revival there ever was on the face of the earth is happening right now. But it's different than what we're used to. These are people giving their heart to the Lord for real. And, it's personal. It's like a more personal revival. People are walking in greater measures of integrity. And people, I've met so many younger people that can be guided by the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to move mightily in and within your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.